Lord Jesus, we want to express our thanksgiving and appreciation unto thee, Master. Thank you for your cares, your love, your mercy unto us since we left here on Sunday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessings and your goodness and all that you have been unto us, Lord. We say thank you, Father. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Be with us, Lord Jesus, as we have reported for duty once again, Lord. As we have reported and present to present ourselves before thee and to present our request unto thee. Lord Jesus, you are the only one that can help us, Lord. You bid us to come, Master, and you have not asked us to come and go back in vain. You are here to supply all our needs. You are here to meet with us at the point of our desires, Lord. You are here to bless us, Lord. You are here to speak to us, Master. May you do so, and more so, Master, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. Speak to our hearts. Lord Jesus, may something be said to raise faith in us, O living God. May something be said to correct us, Lord. May something be said to instruct us, Father. May something be said to encourage us, Master. May something be said to lift us up, O living God. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Take control, take perfect and absolute control of the service and do something special in our lives, Father. Your children that are on their way coming, bring them down safely, Lord. Those that will be on the hookup, bless them also, Father. Your servants and your people in other places, may you bless them also, Father. Thank you for granting all these requests, Lord. Lord Jesus, at the time of prayer, may you help us to pray, Lord. Pray in us and pray through us with goodness that cannot be halted, Lord. And increase our faith to believe our prayers, Lord Jesus. Thank you for granting all these requests, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the midway prayer meeting as we open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. We read from verses 7 to 12. Deuteronomy 32, from verse 7 to 12. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance. When he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds to the people according to the numbers of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the Lord of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste-hauling wilderness he led them about. He instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eyes. As an eagle steered up a nest, fluttereth over a young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. Trusting the Lord to help us, we want to start to look at this sermon. Brother Bram preached it in many places, not too many anyway. So we want to trust the Lord to help us, as long as he will help us, to take this sermon as the eagle steereth a nest. As the eagle steereth up a nest. I remember that it's not a strange sermon in our midst. Brother Sam has taken this sermon, I think, to the best of my knowledge, I've heard him preach it twice. So it's not new. So just want to re-echo what Brother Bram said in this sermon. And trusting God to help us to do the introduction this evening. So we want to do that by looking at this one he preached in 60-08-04. As the eagle steered up a nest. 60-08-04. Start from paragraph 26. 60.0804, paragraph 26. Let's follow the prophet just to introduce the sermon before we go into the sermon. Next time, God helping us, we will start to lay things down. 60.0804. I'm waiting on. Okay, let's start from paragraph 25. 25. I would like to take for a test, which if it be the will of the Lord tonight, odd, strange, but as the eagle steereth up a nest, fluttereth over thy young, taketh them on her wings, and beareth them up. Praise the Lord. It was God that said it through his prophet, that eagle does some things, steereth up a nest, steer it up. That's one thing she does. Fluttereth over her young with her wings. Then take care them on her wings. Take the youngs on her wings. Bear them up. Praise the Lord. Now paragraph 26. Let's take note of those things. Brother, we explained all those things to us. Yeah, paragraph 26. I have often wondered why God ever likened his heritage to an eagle. And one day I find out in the Bible that God calls himself an eagle. He is Jehovah Eagle. And his children are eaglets, young eagles under the wings of Jehovah. Praise the Lord. And as a naturalist, I like to study nature. My first Bible was nature. How I notice how everything takes place and everything taking place in nature, and how it had to be God. Nothing else could be that but God. And it led me to believe that there was some great supernatural force somewhere that controlled all these things. In India, not long ago, I was entertained by 17 different religions one afternoon in the temple of the Jains. They had the Buddha, the Mohammedans, the Sikhs, and the Jains, and what's more. And they are very hot people. But out of all these 17 religions, most all of them, beside the Mohammedans and a few others, they believe in reincarnation. We all know what reincarnation is. Praise the Lord. That they carry a little mop and they mop the floor just so they would be sure as they walk to not step on a little fly or an insect, because it might be their uncle. See how funny it is? They believe that in reincarnation, it is that when you die, you come back. When you come back, you might be an ant, you might be a sheep, you might be a dog, you might be all those things. So they mop the floor so that they want to be sure that they don't step on an ant, because it might be their uncle that once lived. That's a religion. And so also, people that say that I don't want to kill any animal, but I don't believe in killing, I will only eat vegetables. They call themselves vegetarians. No, that is, they don't. They should know that the vegetable that they eat, they killed it, and it's because it's also a living thing. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes you wonder when some people hold on to some things that there is nothing to what they are holding on to. May God help us. We thank God that He has opened up our eyes. Praise ye the Lord. That they carried a mop, okay, so they'll be sure, because it might be their uncle or aunt or someone that is returned back. How could you ever preach a blood religion to a people that wouldn't kill a fly? See, So I just had to wait. Let God do that himself. But he certainly did a great thing in India. But if we look at nature and find out how that everything operates, then you will know that there the basis of Christianity. Did you understand what Abraham said? If you look at nature, how nature operates, you will know that Christianity starts from there. Praise the Lord. And Christianity is the only religion that is right, because Christianity is based on death, burial, and resurrection. Now, it isn't replacement. Now, if you drop this paper on the floor and said, well, I dropped that one, I will put this one back in its place, that is not resurrection. That is replacement. But the same Jesus that went into the ground, the same Jesus came back out of the ground. And resurrection or Christianity is based upon resurrection. Therefore, when you can see the woods and the trees and watch them, then you will see God. Here a few months where it will be about a year this coming about three weeks from now. I was down in Kentucky courage hunting, and we had a meeting pretty close about 2 years before that on the Methodist campaign for 2 nights. The Lord did great things among the Methodist people. And so the Methodists used to believe in divine healing. John Wesley did. God's his book, his textbook and so forth, his notes, and they used to believe in divine healing. Many of them do. And so there was a great revival among the people. So this great campground down there, down in the Southern Methodist, they had called me down a campaign, and I had spent Saturday and Sunday with them. And Mr. Wood, which formerly was a Jehovah Witness, and his crippled boy, leg drawn back under him, young because of polio, young man sitting back in the meetings, his father sitting there criticizing. Brabham Wood was criticizing in the meetings. His mother sitting there praying. The Holy Spirit turned to a place. The Holy Spirit turned to a place where there was, I guess, at least 8 or 10,000 people, and said, "This young fellow sitting back there with the crippled leg, his father is a Jehovah Witness. He is a contractor. His name is Banks Wood. His mother, the mother of the boy, is a Methodist. The young boy's name is David. Don't fear the Lord. Stand on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you whole." Up he got. He didn't even know which leg it is now. Unless it, maybe you have to check. So, Mr. Wood, he really got saved. And he brought all the rest of his family in. His father and mother and all of them into the covenant of Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he and I were hunting together. We had been down about 2 weeks. And he said it was so awful dry. We had to get down in the low places to find where it was wet enough to walk, or the squirrel will hear you. Where they have been hunting is very dry. When they walk and they step on the leaves, it makes noise and the squirrel will run away. So now they want a place where it will be a little bit damp or wet, where they can walk carefully to kill the squirrel. Alright. So Annie. Alright. And so he said, I know where there is a man that has got 500 acres, but said very doubtful that he will ever let me hunt because he's a perfect infidel. And I said, that would be a good fellow for us to meet.
So we went over, and he pulled up in front of his house, and he was sitting in the yard, talking to an elderly man. And when we drove up, Mr. Wood got out and went around the car. And he said, "Hello, Jim," or whatever his name was, said, "How do you do?" And he said, I don't guess you know me. He said, "Yes, I do. I believe you are Jim Wood's boy." He said, "That is right." He said, "I wonder if I could hunt back here." Said, "It's so dry. We've been hunting over on another creek called Dutton," and said, "It's so dry over there." He said, "I got 500 acres here. Any son of Jim Wood can have his pleasure hunting anywhere he wants to or anytime he wants to. So I never had a more honest friend in my life like Jim Wood." He said, "Thank you." He said, "Now I've got my pastor along with me." He said, "Wood, you don't mean to say you have got so low down till you have to carry a preacher with you wherever you go?" And he said, "Well, I don't know about that." And I got out of the car and I dropped around. And I said, "How do you do, sir?" He said, "How do you do?" "Well," he said, "and you are the preacher?" "Scurred blood and dirty, oh my, whisker about that long." I said, "Yes, sir, I suppose I am." And he said, "Well, I guess Wood has told you that I am an infidel." I said, "Well," he said something about it, but I hardly, I said, "Well," he said something about it, but I hardly think a man that shows the kindness that you have will really be an infidel. He said, "Well, I'm supposed to be." I said, "I'm glad you said you were supposed to be." And he said, "Well," he said, "I tell you what," said, "I never did see anything that ever could, any more than just psychology, could ever prove to me there is anything of God." He said, "I hear this preacher bawl out and talk about there was a God. And said, he died back yonder a long time ago, 2,000 years ago." And I said, "What could me?" And said, what good could a God like that do me that is dead 2,000 years ago after I'm dead?" See? I said, "Yeah, if that ended it, you are sure right." I said, "That didn't end it. Praise the Lord. That didn't end it that Jesus died 2,000 years ago. Jesus resurrected and he ascended unto heaven and is here with us today. Praise ye the Lord." Alright. And he said, "Well, I haven't been to church," he said, "for about 50 years. He was about 75 years old. I said, "That isn't very good to brag about. Is it, sir?" He said, "No, I reckon not." He said, "But there is a preacher that had a meeting over here at the," he said, "the acting not long ago on the Methodist campground." He said, "If that guy ever comes in the country again, I'm going to hear him." I said, "Yes, sir." But I would look at me and wink, you know. And I said, "Yes, sir." I said, what was his name? Said, "I don't know his name." He said, "But old Auntie Melissa's and so lived up on the hill." Said, me and my wife had been going over for 2 weeks, raising her up and pulling a dry sheet out. She couldn't even move for cancer of the stomach. And said, "Daughter gave her up month before that, and said they that she couldn't, they couldn't even put her on a bedpan." And said, "Her sister went to that meeting that night. Said there was one, maybe 3,000 people out there on the campground. And said, this preacher, his first night there, look back in that audience and call this woman by name and told her, who this woman was that she was praying for. And the woman started crying, said, "Now take that handkerchief that you bathed them tears with, and go lay it on the woman. For doth fear the Lord, she will live." Praise the Lord. See, this testimony always gives me strong encouragement. You see, like I think I said it before, Brabra did not go to lay hands on this sick person. Neither does he have, neither did he have anything to do with a relation that was in the meeting. He just said, "Take the handkerchief, go and lay it on the sick woman. For God said the Lord, she will live." That's all. And she said, "I thought they had the Salvation Army up there on the hills that night. When they got back over there, the screamings and hollering said, 'We thought that the woman died,' and said, 'Wife and I got our cloth on about 10 o'clock at night and went up there, and she was frying fried apple pie and eating them.' And said she couldn't even drink barley water that morning." He said, "And now she don't only do her own work, she does all the neighbor's work." And I said, "That was wonderful." He said, "Now that guy ever come back down here again, I'm going over to hear him." And I said, "Well, you would that make you believe in God if you see something like that?" Said, "Well," said, "now I guess that is something you can see." I said, "Well, that was fine." I pick up a little old apple there. How many know what a yellow jacket is? And so a yellow jacket is on this apple. I run it over. Maybe over one month. I run it off. I run the yellow jacket off and started to eat on the apple. And I said, "Then, them is pineapples." Said, "Yes, they are." I said, "How old is that tree?" He said, "Where?" Said, "I planted it there." Said, "I guess that tree is about 35 years old or 40. I said, "Produce apple every year?" He said, "Yes, yeah, sure, it does." He thought I was trying to change the subject, you see. So I said, "Well, I want to ask you something." I said, "This is about the middle of August or the last week of in August." And I said, "I noticed the leaves are falling off of that tree." And he said, "Yeah, yes, yeah." I said, "Wonder what will make them leaves fall off that tree?" He said, "The sap has gone down." I said, "Where did it go?" Said, "Went down into the roots." I said, "Well, what makes it go down there?" He said, "What are you getting at?" Well, I said, surely before there had been any frost or anything, something had to warn that sap to go down in the roots. And he said, "Well," he said, "it's just nature." Well, I said, "You see, you set a can of water on a post and see if it will go down." See? He said, "Well, what are you meaning?" I said, "Sir, you would admit that there is something taste that sap. If it stays up there, it will kill the tree. You would never get another apple. So something wants that sap and it goes down into the root of the tree until spring and hides, and then come up and bring you another crop of apple." Say, "That is right." He said, "It's just nature." But see how Abraham brought God from nature to show it to him. He said he has been in that wood for 75 years. He doesn't believe that there is God. But Abraham brought just apple, the nature that God puts in apple, to show him God. What he has been living with for 75 years. Or maybe 40 years. That is exactly how Abraham wants to bring God to us in this sermon. As the eagle steereth up her nest. Said, that is right. Where? I said, the same intelligence that told that tree, that sap in that tree, get down in the root, is coming winter time. Before we can have a cold spell or a frost, get down there and hide. That is the same intelligence that told me that that woman was going to live. Praise the Lord. He said, you are not that preacher. And I said, I am. There you were. He said, you know what? Come here. I want to shake your hand. Said, I never thought of that. I said, mister, God is all around you. Who can make a flower one color and another one another color? The same variety on the same sun. And see, make one pink and the other one red and the other one white and so forth. God is in nature. If you will just study him, he lives in nature. When I begin to see that God called himself an eagle and called his children eagles, his prophets, then I wonder why. And I got to studying about an eagle. An eagle is a great bird. Now, the very word eagle, there is 40 different kind of eagle that we know of. Eagle means reaper with the pigs. Praise you the Lord. So this man, you see, I wonder why some people will study science and will become professor in science and we say there is no God. That is stupidity. How can you see, when we are in school, sometimes they will teach us about some insects. You will wonder how these insects, they survive in their environment. God made them to survive. Just like this tree, this apple tree Abraham is talking about. Our time is up, but just permit me. This apple tree Abraham is talking about. Abraham said, before the winter will come, or the, is it not winter? They call it, I think, is it winter? The cold, the snow falling and the rest of them. Before winter will come, God made this tree naturally. It is something that God has placed in the tree, that their leaves will fall down. Brother said, the sap that gives life to the tree will go to the root and go and hide under the soil. You see, naturally. And when those leaves fall down, they serve as an insulation for the ground. And when the snow starts falling, the snow will not fall directly on the ground, it will fall on the leaves. Thereby, making the ground not to be so cold. And the leaf, after the frost and everything has gone, then when the winter starts to come, and the sun starts coming, the leaves, the sap will go up again, and the leaves will come up again. Nature. You say that is nature, but it is God that has placed that, just as God instructed the sun to rise in the morning and go and set and come back again in another time. You see, God is in all these things. Like what Barbara said, if you know this thing about nature, you will see the basis of Christianity. Praise the Lord. That is why Brown said that if God is in you, you will see God where? Everywhere. Praise you the Lord. So God helping us, we are going to look at God in the eagles. Let's bow down our heads. Abraham used this tree, apple tree, to preach to this man. And this man got saved. In that meeting, this man got saved. And a year after, when Abraham went to this same man's yard, or this same man's farm, the man has gone to glory. In other words, God elected this man to hear the message of his age before death. And the man heard the message, he believed, he surrendered his life to Christ, and then God took his servant home. Praise ye the Lord. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord. God is in nature. And nature is preaching to us every day. Every day, nature is preaching to us that God is still alive. The same Jesus. But Abraham taught us that, like we are talking about vegetarians that believe they don't want to kill this because they don't believe in killing. They don't believe in shedding blood. But Abraham said that they said they will only be eating vegetable. But Abraham said that even if the vegetable that they kill has to die for them to live. Just as the people that are eating animal have to kill the animal and live, they are also killing vegetable to live. The same way, Jesus had to die for us to live. Praise the Lord. So let's commit ourselves to Him. If you don't know Christ, that is why the Bible taught us that you are lost. If you don't come to Jesus, you are lost. How can you resurrect when you don't come to the one that will give you resurrection? Let's commit ourselves to Him. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. With this little story, if you God has spoken to your heart and you want God to, you have a need, why don't you raise up your hand that His servant will pray for us. God bless you, sir, Pastor.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we give you this evening for giving us another opportunity to be in the house. Since we led here on Sunday, thank you for being with us since that time. Thank you for your protection upon our lives. Both students, workers, businessmen, and women, those who traveled, we are very grateful today. Lord Jesus, you have brought us again together this evening to sit at your feet, to learn more of you. Thank you for the simplicity in which you brought the gospel unto us at this time. We are very grateful unto you. Our prophet preached a message, God hiding in simplicity and revealing Himself in the same. Father, we just want to thank you. We worship you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We magnify you. We are exalted, O God, for your simplicity. Lord Jesus, we have heard a few things that your prophet passed across. And through it, O God, you reveal yourself to your own. No matter how simple it is in nature, Lord Jesus, you make it to reveal yourself to your own. And they will get it and come to you. For that is how you have ordained it to be. Your prophet said, before he read the Bible, he knew there was God. He sees God in nature everywhere. He told us several things. Is this the rising of the sun? While it goes down, the following day it comes, which specifies death, burial, and resurrection. So many simple things that He used to illustrate the living God unto us. Lord, the one we have just said, He has touched our hearts, no doubt. Whatsoever might be our needs that we're looking unto you for, Master, in such a simple way, may you meet us at the point of our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. What matters is we knowing you by your sovereign grace. No matter how simple it is, O God, or that the nature pleases you to use it, it is the way you have ordained it to be. That man, that is the way you have ordained it to be for him to come to you. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We commit ourselves into your hands. We pray, God, you inspire and anoint us grant us option to pray as we come as saints, as we go into prayer session. Strengthen your servant that you have used to pass these few comments on to us. Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
Let's sing this song before I hand over to the associate pastor. I believe God. I believe God. It shall be done, even as he said. We just need to trust and obey him. Look up and say, and confess to him that, Lord, I believe. I believe God. I believe God. Oh, I believe God. It shall be done. Do you believe God? Now, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. It shall be done. Trust and obey. Look up and say, now, I believe God. I believe God.
It shall be done, even now. He says, trust and hope. Look up and say, I believe, I believe God. Shall we bow our heads? Our gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for giving us this privilege to be in your house for this midweek service. We thank you because each time we come to your presence, Lord, we never have any cause to go back worse, but we are always going better. But after hearing your word, which will have added faith unto us and draw us closer unto you. Amen. Lord, us to go better each time we come. As a prophet has said that no one can come and go the same way, either better or worse. We are grateful unto you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for the opportunity again to pray over written requests. Lord, the ones that we have on the slide and other ones that we have as individuals, as they come unto us, we are grateful because you have given unto us your instruction that when we have need of anything and we commit them into your hand, we should believe we have received them, and you say, then shall we have them. By your grace, we have committed all these requests into your hand, and we are in expectation of answers to their manifestation. May they come, Lord, according to your divine will, dear Father. Lord, once again, we remember Mama Maria. We pray, O living God, that you please be gracious unto her and touch her. Show your mercy unto her, Father. Lord, that she will not have to suffer in her old age. Remember her power, call it also that you will perfect this earth to the glory of your name. Lord, the man that was operated in Abuja, Lord, I had a terrible accident. We leave him in your hands, Father. We ask that your angels will stand by him, that the operation will be performed under your divine guidance, and it will be a great success to the glory of your name. Let it be, dear Father. Lord, and as many as are sick in the body, whether at home or in the hospitals, Lord, we pray you visit everyone, Lord, and perfect the health of your people. Remember those brethren that are kidnapped, oh Father, we ask that you will send your angel across unto them to bring them out of those, Lord, hidden places where they are kept by the power of your presence. Let it be, eternal Father. The counsel of the enemy concerning them may never stand. Lord, we ask that you give your children testimony at the end of the day. Thank you, Eternal Father. So many other requests we are committing to your hand. Lord, those traveling, those who have traveled, we pray you will be with your people, your servant in Sapele, may you be with him, Father. Lord, and your servant that want to travel this weekend to Abuja also, may you grant him journey mercies. And Lord, the purpose of his going, both for his official, Lord, assignment, and also the privilege we have to fellowship with your children also, both of them, may they be a success, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we dismiss to go back to our homes, we are not leaving your presence. Lord, you brought us there to have a sweet fellowship around your word. May you take us back home safely. Give us a peaceful night rest there, Father. As we commend the rest of the week into your hand, that your grace and your mercy will abide with us, Lord. Bless our going out and coming in. Be with students, be with workers, be with business people. May you prosper your people. Keep us strong and healthy. Keep us happy and joyful. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, the tape we might listen to on Friday may be a blessing unto us. And by Sunday, when we gather again, we ask that your presence will gather with us, with your blessings to be in attendance, Father. Thank you, righteous Father. We ask this petition that you ask that you bless your servant that you have used for this service. May you lift up the honor of his ministry, renew his strength, Heavenly Father. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Bracken, God bless you. Happy to see you again after some time. God willing, on Friday, we'll be playing, listening to tape on Friday. And I guess if I'm looking right, I don't know the surname of the brother beside Rakim, but I know his name is Joseph. God bless you. All right. The Lord bless you all. I don't think there's any other visitor we have with us tonight. Shall we rise, please? So on Friday, we'll be listening to tape. Next week, Friday, will be 31st, when we'll be having breaking of bread, the Lord's behind our life. Have your way, have your way, have your way in our lives, have your way. God bless you.